From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Across the country, millions of people are suddenly finding themselves in federal hazard zones. It's not because of any actual disasters. It's because the Federal Emergency Management Agency is updating its old flood risk maps. Owners of homes and businesses in places deemed hazardous have to buy flood insurance or risk losing their mortgages, even if they've never been flooded. And in southwestern Illinois, there are serious fears that these revised maps could snuff out the early flickers of an economic recovery. Matt Sepik of St. Louis Public Radio reports.
Like other steel towns, the boom times for Granite City, Illinois are long past. But look closer, and things aren't so bad in this old industrial community across the Mississippi River from St. Louis. The main mill has rehired laid-off workers, and a nearby oil refinery is expanding. Floods were common here until the federal government built 64 miles of levees in the mid-20th century. For decades, these serpentine grassy mounds of compacted soil reliably held back the Mississippi. But Troy Cosgrove with the Army Corps of Engineers says after repeated soakings, the river is seeping underneath.
In 93, we had a significant flood. And then in 95, we had a lower level flood. And we were actually seeing seepage as bad as we were in 93 and 95.
Now, as part of a nationwide review of its flood risk maps, the Federal Emergency Management Agency says this part of southwestern Illinois should be designated a hazard area. That triggers mandatory flood insurance for many businesses and homeowners here. Granite City Mayor Ed Hagnauer says a federal hazard designation would go too far and will upset a delicate economic balance.
All of a sudden, they're treating us as if we don't even have levees out here. They're saying that these levees don't even exist.
Hagnauer and others say FEMA is being overly cautious because of the fallout from Hurricane Katrina. But the agency's Pat Glitherow says flood maps are only about public safety.
FEMA wants people to understand the risk. Long before Katrina, FEMA was mandated and made a commitment to update those maps so that people knew more precisely where the floodplains were, and what risk they face.
One thing you don't hear in this area is that everything's fine. Even with a recession looming, voters passed a sales tax to fix the levees. And to ease financial concerns, FEMA is now offering discounted insurance to home and small business owners. A few hundred yards from a levee, workers at Heitman Steel clean and slice 30-ton rolls of metal for everything from truck fenders to lawnmower blades. Manager Gene Cope says to compete globally, he needs to expand this plant, but he says bank loans are tough to get in hazard zones, and he fears for the worst.
It would be a catastrophe. Everybody would have to, you know, file bankruptcy. The businesses would go away. Housing would be decimated. The whole valley would turn into a ghost town.
That's a common concern here, but Andrew Theising of Southern Illinois University Edwardsville says the most dire predictions will probably not come to pass.
I don't think it's going to have a drastic effect, but there are some businesses out there. They're hurting. The recovery is slow, and this could be the straw that breaks camel's back, but it would be on a case-by-case basis.
Aside from the tension over flood maps and hazard zones, local officials say the biggest challenge facing lowlanders here is fixing the levees. Cost estimates for that are in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and the project might not begin for years. But unless the area's politicians succeed in delaying FEMA's flood mapping plan, the new hazard zone and the costs that go with it will go into effect in time for next year's flood season. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.